download the TuneIn app for your smartphone and call your local station to ask that they carry the Doherty Report. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
We're talking with Laura Eisenhower, great-granddaughter of President Eisenhower. Have you ever felt that your genes were already being used?
Well, I've done a lot of investigation into, like, gosh, have I been cloned? Have my genes been used? Is this part of why I was being recruited? And, you know, I don't always know what to believe. And I know a lot of people don't even know if they can believe my story. But I'm one of those people that if I'm going to share it, it's because I've studied it enough, I've researched it enough, or I've experienced it enough to be able to share that beyond a reasonable doubt, this is as close to the truth as I can get. And, of course, you know, we have to be somewhat adaptable to those, any changes that might take place. But I have gotten a lot of readings and people have said, you know, they can't clone you. They couldn't mind control you. And so they set this up to lure you in based on putting a partner that you have karma with that they were able to locate him in a past life to first manipulate him to then drag you into it. And I was like, whoa, you know, because like anybody who's hearing this for the first time, I didn't have anything to go on. And so as people try and assimilate what I'm sharing, that's what I was doing for years while I was, you know, going through it and when I was recovering from it. And a lot of communications I got were just taking me deeper into the rabbit hole. But yeah, they said, you know, they weren't, I mean, that goes into a lot deeper territory as far as genetics, because my own personal DNA, I'm not sure, but I know that darker factions of our government, the shadow government, does have access to a lot of different types of DNA. They're able to locate and track people that have certain DNA. And because it's so easy to take DNA, I think they pretty much can have any of our DNA. But the only thing that sets it apart as far as what they're going to do with it is that at least we have our own soul and we have our own ability to stand up to this. It's like, you know, taking the vehicle, but they can't take the driver.
Sure. And there's a lot of very prominent families that have been exposed on an ancillary basis to some of what you're saying. And I happen to know that factually. I've never told my story about my life or things that have happened, but I had a relative that was actually asked to work on what they called the Mars Project. And I thought, like you did, that it was basically, oh, we're going to see if we can explore Mars and, you know, see what's out there, and sort of a wide-eyed sort of viewpoint, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that turned out to be something that this person did not do because I think they got more information.
Right.
And ended up working on a different project that's more aligned with things here domestically.
Right.
So you said, no, I don't want any part of this. But it really didn't end there, did it?
No, I mean, well, he said when I first said that, well, they'll take you anyway. They're going to, you know, I mean, it was like they're going to kidnap you, basically. I even think he used that word. And I'm thinking, wow. First of all, the manipulation was, this is all for your protection. We're going to give you this great position, this great leadership position. And I could see right through that immediately. I mean, the one thing that I realized at the end of the day, out of all things in life, that my intuition isn't so bad, because there was nothing that they could say that really won me over. You know, my struggle was, how can I get him out of this? Because I really cared about him. And how can I, you know, really, you know, dismantle this was really the issue. So I think they knew that, because pretty much after my dream, I told him my dream, and he said, you shouldn't have told me that. After I told him the dream I had, and I was kind of privy to what was going on, and I was piecing dots together, and I was, you know, observing him, and I was trying to tell him what I was seeing, you know, in his behavior, everything got super chaotic, and I had to move down the street. And, you know, he would show up every once in a while and say, you know, they're, you know, everybody's kind of tracking this. There's webcams, there's black vehicle. You know, I didn't see any black helicopters, but, you know, every time he tried to tell me anything, he would dismantle the cell phone batteries, the computer, and all technologies. He said, we can only talk this way. This is the only time I can ever share anything with you. And then he would disclose things. And then after linking everything back up, not too long after, maybe the following day, he would be called again on a mission. He would be gone and he would deny everything he told me. So there was a part of him that understood why I was being targeted and what the plan was. It wasn't like he was joining my side as far as getting out of it, but he was giving me more information in those moments, you know, making sure that we weren't being tracked for what he was sharing, to give me more of an idea, because I think maybe that was how he was going to convince me, you know, like, oh, they know you, they've got all your past lives, they, you know, this, they understand who your boys are, and it's, you know, to help reseed a new civilization on Mars. And then it would just kind of cut off. And And still there was like basically nothing to convince me. And energetically, I felt like I was going to die every day. I like went to the hospital a few times. My heart was, it was like my heart was beating out of control. Every time he would come in after having some kind of communication with these off planet beings, which I don't even think were legit ETs, like me and my boys and even my dog would get sick because the vibration coming off of his body was so intense. And he was basically being totally taken over to the point where the more I resisted, it seemed the more they were amping him up to make it happen. And so I observed very scary behavior in him, and it really alarmed me. And it's like, well, what do I do so that they stop doing this to him? What, go along with this? So then I was thinking, well, maybe I should say yes, be recruited, and then dismantle it and get right into the heart of it. But they knew that. And then they, you know, they kind of backed off, because there was one person that I confided with on the phone who ended up sort of wanting to be a part of it or understand it, that I was sharing all this with, and they could hear everything because I could hear clicking on the phone. I guess that's tapping. Are bugging the phone. And as I was just releasing all this and sharing all of this, and as things were getting really crazy with him and nothing was really working on me, and basically I was really expressing that I would, you know, dismantle it in the heart of where it all originated, and I had no fear about it. They were like, whoa, I guess. I mean, I don't know what happened, because the attacks stopped, you know, the, I guess, psychotronic weaponry, which is what they have access to when I research these names, whatever had been on me for my whole life, because I had felt this energy on me like pretty much my whole life, to the point of not being able to be in my body most of my life. That energy started to clear, and I started to get grounded for the first time ever. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is what it feels like to kind of be grounded. And then I kind of was in a bit of recovery, a little bit of shock, didn't disclose the story till 2010, which was 3 years later. And I just wanted to let nature take its course. And I just really contemplated, you know, what is the best thing for me to do? What is in the best service to humanity, this planet, and my path? And, you know, I just set intentions, and I just let myself just kind of flow with it all. And then everything lined up, and made contact with some whistleblowers and people that were able to give me a lot of validation and also help me connect a lot of dots. And then I became public.
Wow. There's so many things about what you're saying that are blowing me away for a lot of different reasons. I have to ask you this question. How much of our reality that we experience on a day-to-day basis, how much of it do you think is manufactured?
Oh, that's a brilliant question. Nobody's ever asked me that. Oh, gosh, it seems like almost everything. You know, but the thing is, what isn't artificial is what we read between the lines, you know, the heart of certain individuals, the people that don't even understand the game that's being played, that still have some level of compassion or heart or family values or things that just show, okay, well, this is a good person. I mean, even this Mars stuff, most of those people think they were serving humanity. That had no idea really the level of infiltration that this whole agenda had taken, you know, to create New World Order and this breakaway civilization to just serve the elitist while everybody else on the surface is in very, very challenging circumstances. So everything that we see on the surface is not the truth of what's really going on.